Today's Mishnah, Masechet Negaim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Yud Beit Mishnah Vav. And what we did from the beginning of the Perek is we spoke about how it is that the procedural, talk about procedure. We didn't talk about the specific halachas in any detail. The procedure, you go to the Kohen, you saw Yirak Rak Radamda. You go to the Kohen, you have to say Kenira. If kid nega nearly babayit, we talked about what types of bayit. Could it be a chutzlar? It's Yerushalayim. Could it belong to a goy? And so on and so forth. That we talked about. It's time that we get to the meat of the issue, which is, okay, fine. Now the kohen has come. What does he do? So now we begin discussing that issue. The kohen has to come. He sees that the Yirak Rak V'Andandam is, in fact, a color of the nega. So then it says he's Mazgir Tanega for 1 week. Now this din of Batim is the only case of all the Negoim that we have Hezger for 3 possible weeks. And that makes things a bit more complex than they were with the Nige Or and Nige Begodim. So, okay, he first thing that he does is he has to be Soger the Bayit for 7 days, and then we check to see if there was any Pisayon. Because if there's pisyon by Nige Batim, we've got the same problem that we've got in all of the other cases. Pisyon is a simon of Tumah. Okay, comes back at the end of the week and see if there's pisyon. Now, if there's pisyon, so then there's this whole procedure. If there's pisyon, the Torah says that you have to go and you have to take out, it says, that you have to go and take out the stones for avine pasa nega pikirot habayit vitziva kohen vechiltsu et avanim asher b'manega. You have to remove the stones and then you have to throw them michutz la'ir el makom tamei, and then you have to go, you scrape off the inside the plaster, and then you take out that stone and you take out the all of the cement around it. You throw everything out to a makom tameh, and then you take brand new stones, avanim acherot. This is, remember, where we got the fact that there need to be 2 stones, the loshon rabim, the kirot, and the avanim, which we're going to be getting into. And you put them in on place of evio el tachat avanim, afar acher. You have to bring other clay or other cement. And then you have to be v'tachat abayit. Then you have to replaster the house. And now you've got a nice, new, clean house. That's what you do if there was a pisayon. Now, how does the Kohen do the Hezger, says the Mishnah? So, first of all, he cannot do the Hezger by going back to his house and announcing that the Bayit is Musgar. And if he actually needs to do Hezger, and in a house, Hezger, it means slamming the door, locking the door, and everything is out of the house. So, if he does Hezger, he cannot press a button and have the door lock automatically. He has to be there. He cannot tell a shliach from his house, okay, George, close the door. Or if he's got a phone, that would make it a lot easier. He can't do that either. He has to actually stand there. But he does not stand inside the house. I wonder why. He does not stand inside the house when he does the Hezger, because it says beferish that v'yatza ha-kohen min habayit. So he's not standing inside. What he has to do is, omeid al petach habayit shanega b'tocho maskir. He stands by the door, v'yatza ha-kohen min habayit el petach habayit. He stands at the door, and there v'yizkirat habayit shivat yamim, he closes the door. Now, he comes at the end of 7 days. What does he see? So, ba'besof ha-shavua, v'ra'a impasa. If there was a pisayon, so then the Torah said, v'tziva ha-kohen, v'chiltzu et avanim asher bahin ha-nega, v'shlichu etena mechutz la'ir el makom tamei. So he has to take all of the stones that were affected. He has to take them out. He has to take all of the mortar that was around them, which is the afar, and he has to bring new ones. So then it says, v'lokhu avanim acherot, v'eviu al tachat avanim, and afar acher yikach v'tach et abayit. So first of all, that means it has to come from somewhere else. It says acher, acherot. So then that means you cannot take stones that were in the other wall and now use them to put into this wall. You cannot use mortar or clay that you had used in the other wall and use it in this wall. Eino notel avanim mitzad zeh umeviv letzad zeh. You can't take afar mitzad zeh umeviv letzad zeh. And you can't take out, you cannot use seed from anywhere, because seed is not going to do the job, because seed is not called afar, and it's not going to be usable instead of the afar. You want to do it easy because you figure, oh, heck, what's going to happen if it comes back? I'm just going to have to throw all of this out. Let me just use a little lime and I'll whitewash it. That's called whitewashing the problem. And if you whitewash the problem, it's no good. So don't bring whitewash, which is what seed is made out of. Whitewash is made out of seed. So don't bring seed from anywhere, okay? You got to do it right. Furthermore, you cannot bring one giant stone to take the place of two stones that you have to take out where the nega was. And you cannot bring two smaller stones to replace one stone where the nega was. You've got to bring a plural stone for a plural nega stone, or a single for a single. But it's only a plural. So you could bring 2, 3, 4, and so on to take the place of two. You just can't take it in place of one. So you could be mevi shtayim taka shtayim or taka shalosh or taka arba, because that is basically from the lashon of avanim, plural. Okay, so therefore it's avanim acherot to take the place of the avanim that had the nega. But if there's only one even, and that of course was the machlokes read between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva before, but assuming that you hold you only need one to have the nega on it, so then you could replace it with one, but you can't replace it with two. Anyway, now, imagine what happens, gentlemen, when the neighbor in a row house has the misfortune of living next to somebody who has a nega in his house. All of a sudden, he hears a jackhammer against the wall, and a big hole appears in his wall because this guy has dragged out the two avanim from the wall that was between him and the guy next door. Well, that's why they say, oy le rasha, oy le shcheino. You shouldn't have lived next to a guy who's going to get a nega in his house. And what's worse is that you, both of you, have to work at getting rid of those stones. Shneihem chotzim, shneihem kotzim, shneihem mevi'im the new avanim, but only the guy himself, hu levado, only the owner does the plastering, the replastering, because then it says afar acher yikach, the one guy takes v'tachet habayit. That means that no help comes from the neighbor for plastering his house. That's not going to be good. So this is basically the mucker of this guy, famous guy in Slabodka. Slabodka had some weird people, but they were all sort of geniuses, but very, very idiosyncratic. So anyway, this guy, which was unfortunately the derech in, there were a lot of guys that weren't particularly frum in Slabodka. So this guy used to sit in the bathroom and he would read the Gemara. And when he didn't like a Tosfos, he simply cut out the Tosfos. Ah, ridiculous. So when they asked him, but what happened to the Tosfos on the other side? He said, oy le rasha, oy le shcheino. That is a real story. Anyway, so that's based also on this Mishnah. These Jews are out of their mind. But it's cool like Torah. It's just so, it's so sweet.